Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Every entrepreneur has a story. Listen to women discuss the financial side of their business, both the challenges and successes. Let's grab life by the bottom line. As the world changes and a growing number of people are looking for flexibility in their work, many choose to work for themselves. You can work from home, create your own schedule, and gain some control back over your career. But it brings unique challenges. One of the big ones is that you have to figure out the accounting side of things, keeping track of all the money that comes in and goes out of your new business. So first, let's tackle income and expense tracking, as that is what most people think of when they hear the word accounting or bookkeeping. The IRS is who needs to know how much you made in sales for your tax return. You report how much you have received and not how much you have billed during the year. You only want to pay taxes on money paid to you, as you definitely do not want to pay taxes on invoices you sent out to your customers that you have not been paid for yet. Next, you have to track your expenses. And when you track your spending, you now know where your money goes and you can ensure that your money is used wisely. You also need to track your spending for tax purposes, because the IRS wants to know all your tax deductions by categories that they allow. These categories are defined in the IRS form known as the Schedule C. Lastly, let's not let the tail wag the dog. We accomplish this by creating a business budget. A business budget helps owners determine if they have enough money to fund operations and generate income. Without a budget, a company runs the risk of spending money it doesn't have. So you may be asking yourself, well, how do I do all this? I'm going to tell you about three options to simplify this task. Option one, of course, is just the shoebox. I've seen many, many people come to me using the shoebox method. Now, the shoebox method can be physical or digital. They may have lots of paper receipts in boxes or envelopes, or they may have all their receipts, bank statements, and credit card statements saved all over their computers or phones or in their thousands and thousands of emails. Is this you? The efficacy of this method depends directly on volume and how organized you are. I see many clients be overwhelmed by this method, though. Depending on how long you wait until you look at it, it can seem like a lot. So now we move on to option two, using an app. Over the years, I've also listened to clients' concerns and frustrations, and it motivated the design of a financial application to simplify and ease this problem. We at Numbers and Tech just released an application for iPhone named Prosper. You can find it on the App Store by searching for Prosper by NNT. Short for Prosper, as in you prosper, and NNT is short for Numbers and Tech. Our intent is for users to complete the majority of their financial tasks in a matter of minutes and with ease. Using the app can help ensure accuracy, prove compliance, prepare easy-to-understand financial reports, which then help you make smart choices for your business and easily work with your accountant. The app allows you to track both your sales and expenses, as well as having financial calculators that everyone asked me for. For example, I'm sure you've wondered how much your car payment would be or your home mortgage payment would be. Next time you're wondering this, it's easy to determine on the app. You can decide if you can afford that new car or that different house. The app is designed with those small and micro businesses in mind that have a handful of transactions each day. It is predicated on you as the business owner taking the time to input your information. This is a simple discipline and a good habit for all business owners to both track and be aware of your income and your spending. Now, option three is to use an accountant or a bookkeeper. This final option is to simply hire an accountant and either send them your information each month or have them directly connect so the information from your bank and credit cards flow directly to them. If you use an accountant, expect that they will implement an accounting software, and also expect to have monthly meetings to resolve unknown transactions and review your current state. Monthly is the basic accounting cycle. This is the desired option for businesses that possess high monthly transaction volume, require monthly analysis, or have employees, partners, or investors. To prosper means to be successful or fortunate, especially in a financial or material way. Prosper often implies success in terms of wealth, health, and happiness. Use one of the three aforementioned methods to monitor your business income and expenses. This will help you to prosper. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Future episodes will include chats with other amazing entrepreneurs. Let's keep the conversations going, whether you are running the show or working on your side hustle. We give you the business advice you need. If you learned something new or felt inspired, let me know. If you want more tips and great information, follow my Instagram account, Numbers and Tech, or email info@numbersandtech.com. Always remember to grab life by the bottom line.